The things that my priorities are is to increase the police presence on the street to make sure that people can report crime quicker, but also that they see their police and crime commissioner out more often. So I'll be going and setting up a programme of street stalls and surgeries so that I am more available to the public, that people could come to me if they've got any particular issues of concern or anything that I can help with.
Visible policing is always what the public wants when yes. they're surveyed about these things. Can you manage to do that, maintain, if not improve, on the dwindling budgets that police forces are having to deal with?
Yeah, well, we do have an element of protection now with the police budgets. They're not going to be cut in the same way as they were before. But we need to do more with what we've got. We need to make sure that we use the resources effectively. So that involves increasing the use of technology so that we use it better to cut the amount of time that police officers have to spend at their desks so they can be out on the street, but also to improve the approach to mental health, which will mean that we cut the police time, which is obviously about a quarter at the moment of police time being spent dealing with cases involving mental health, so that we can free them up to get out on the street and help cut crime and prevent crime.
Your predecessor, Anne Barnes, made a point of saying she wouldn't privatise any service within the police force. Do you agree with that policy? Will you be doing the same in terms of
I do agree. It was very admirable in the face of considerable pressure. I very much hope that we can avoid doing the same over the next 4 years.